Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to talk to sprint car driver Carl Wade. We're also going to hear from Andy Altenberg from Altenberg Construction, Grant Brown from Elko Speedway, and Josh Oldenburg from Napa Auto Parts, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's me, the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Hey Dirt Show fans, this is Sierra Gannon, mortgage lender at Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota. And I've got to ask, is your race shop getting a little small? Is the house packed tighter than a tool cart on race night? Let's fix that. For a limited time, Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota is offering Dirt Show listeners $1,000 off closing costs on a home or cabin purchase. More space, less stress, local decisions made right here in southern Minnesota. Call me at 507-838-2299 or visit reliancebankmn.com today. Reliance Bank, banking you can count on.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
A farmer knows every inch of his farm. What worked for someone else may not work for you. That's where the Coles Electric Ag Electricians excel. Whether you need wires trenched underground or power to a remote area of your property, the professionals at Coles Electric have the equipment and knowledge to get the job done quickly and correctly. Providing 24-hour emergency service as well. When you're down, it's costing you money. See ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Never know how.
Every mile matters when you're paying at the pump. So why not do what you can to help your vehicle get more out of every tank? STP products help break down carbon and residue that can build up from combustion, helping restore lost performance and fuel efficiency. Now through October 31st, save up to 20% on select STP products like oil treatment, gas treatment, fuel injector cleaner, and more. Get more out of every mile with STP from Napa. Offer valid through October 31st. See store for details.
Napa Know How!
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor is your total source, preferred partner Husqvarna dealer. Our quality, dependable Husqvarna chainsaws and leaf blowers make great Christmas gifts. Not sure what your loved one might need? Come see Doug at Miners Outdoor today, and he will set you up with the right Husqvarna chainsaw or leaf blower for the job at hand. Did you know that our Husqvarna backpack leaf blowers work great to blow snow? Find out more today at Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new circletrackapp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing can give an old farm building a new lease on life. Powerlift Doors Zero Clearance Loss Retrofit Doors increase your clear opening width and height, allowing large machinery to be stored in space you already have on your farmstead. A new shop, machine storage, livestock, or personal building? Think Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing. See powerliftdoors.com or call 507-374-9306. That's 507-374-9306.
This is Justin Melke from Melke Oil Company, this region's premier VP race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by sprint car driver Carl Wade. And Carl, you had a lifelong dream of becoming a sprint car driver. Where did that love of sprint car racing come from in the first place?
Oh boy, I gotta say, the first time I was, you know, going out to the Fairmont race with my family and stuff, sprint cars have been my passion. Well, I remember 1985 or 86, a friend of mine, Danny Bulford, his dad had a car wash in Fairmont on 10th Street Car Wash, and he called me one Saturday morning and he said, "You gotta come down here. There's some World Outlaw cars here in town at the car wash." So I run down, I ran my bike, got on my bike, I got on, went down there at like 10 o'clock in the morning, and there was a big hauler there. It's Mark C. Tupper on the side of it, and it said Jimmy Sills on the side of it too, you know, and I was like, God, cool, that's just cool. And then that Fred Marks and Les Kepler, they went to the back of the trailer, and they turned the key, and this door come down, and it was Brad Doherty's Coors Light number 18 sprint car in there, and I couldn't believe it. So they washed their car. I got to know them guys a little bit. Then this George Marshall comes to town. He's washed his car there. And he was just a small operation, you know. And we rode our bikes down the Holiday Inn where they're staying at. And Jerry Gray was there with his Nance sprint car. And he tore the whole motor down right in the middle of the parking lot, rebuilding the sprint car engine, you know. And I just thought that was cool as could be. You know, and I've always wanted to, ever since then, I just watched TNN when they had the sprint cars on TNN on National Network and Thursday Night Thunder on ESPN, all them guys. You know, Jeff Gordon, he was racing, he was like 14, 15 years old. He's come to Jackson Nationals that year. And I remember my dad and I watched him going to the Jackson Nationals. And I think it was 5:30 in the morning before we got home, you know. So that's my love of the sport came from, just watching on TV and growing up around the track with Fairmont and stuff, watching Kenny Peterson race there and Bobby Shyrock and all them guys, you know, the late models over to modifieds and sprint cars.
You work at R&S Grain Systems. What do you do at R&S, because you obviously have skills and knowledge to fix things?
Yeah, we put up grain handling systems, grain legs and towers and drag conveyors, and I'd run crane and up in the air, climbing a little bit, putting that stuff up, and go out to different farms for grain handling equipment. I grew up working for Noyce Farms in Fairmont, you know, since I was like 13 until I was 25. So it was kind of school hard knocks for me there. Heck, I was working on taking transmissions out of GMC Astros when I was 14 years old. I do mechanic work like that, so kind of been hands-on all my life like that.
You entered the sprint car ranks in the UMSS non-wing sprint cars. How did that all come about?
Well, I raced B-Mods years ago, and I always wanted to race. When I was a kid, I just wanted two things for Christmas. I wanted a subscription to Open Wheel Magazine and Kenny Rogers' and Gambler album. So that's what I got for my Christmas that year. And the sprint cars, just been fascinated how the sideways they get, you know, on the non-wing, and I always wanted to race a non-wing sprint car. And my wife passed away of cancer in 2013, and I decided I'm going to try to fill up my dream and get into a sprint car. So I saved my money and got to know Johnny Parsons a little bit, and he helped me out a little bit, and I got a sprint car and went into that for a couple of years, and I got put a wing on it, and boy, I fell in love with the wings. They're a lot easier to drive than a non-wing.
The arrive and drive at the end of the season at Cedar Lake Speedway with the UMSS is really a great opportunity for new drivers to actually jump in a sprint car who have always wanted to and try one out and see what they think.
Yep. And I bring my car up there every year and let people jump in it. You know, either it's a bucket list deal or something they want to try. And for the last 3 years, I've had the same kid come up there and drive my car, and he's getting better every year, so we'll see what happens this year. See what happens. You know, a lot of people, I let a kid jump in there last year. It was just, he put a smile on his face ear to ear, you know, it's something I like to do. It's pretty cool.
Favorite track in a non-wing sprint car, and why?
My favorite track in a non-wing sprint car? Well, it'd have to be Cedar Lake. That's where I mostly did most of my non-wing stuff at. It's a high bank, but I don't like it when I wreck them. You know, it kind of hurts a little bit.
On that note, I know which track is probably not your favorite in a non-wing sprint car, and that would be Kossuth County Speedway in Algona. That was a tough night that night. What happened? Yeah. Take us through that crash.
Well, I don't know if I just didn't have enough air in my right rear or what, and I just went into one, and I hit a rut, and I bounced, and then when I come back down, I bounced again, even higher. and I went head down to that wall, probably, I don't know how fast I was going, but it stopped me in a hurry. I wasn't very good. That was my first ever really bad wreck I really had.
I think the scariest part for everyone was when they red flagged the field and the cars are sitting there staring down into turn number one and they come out with the big saw and they're trying to fire it up and you're stuck in the car.
Yeah, my ankle pinched between the torque tube and the brake pedal. And yeah, I watched it on tape. It's kind of, I don't know, funny, but they were out of the car by the time they still didn't get that jaws of life started up. They're trying to start that thing up. They're still going to get it fired up. But yeah, my boy come over. He just pushed that pedal away and yanked my leg out. But yeah, got a little concussion out of that deal.
When and why did you decide to make the switch to Wings sprint car racing? And was that one of the reasons?
Well, I got into Wing and then it was faster and it seemed a little bit easier to drive. And I like how it felt as far as pushing you down to the left, you know. When you're going around a corner, going left around a corner and that Wing, that air is just pushing that car right down to the ground, you just go faster. And a little bit easier to drive.
I know fans that are not used to seeing Wing sprint cars, when you tell them about a vapor trail coming off the Wing, man, those cars are really moving and they're really pushing a lot of air when you see that vapor trail.
Yeah. It's amazing that the people that don't know what a sprint car is, you know, I've pulled into a Casey's to get something to eat or something to drink, and I walk out the door and this lady's looking at the car. She's scratching her chin, she's going, interesting, you know? And I kind of explained to her what it is and what it does and stuff. So it really makes people think, you know. It baffles me that people that don't know what a sprint car is. I stopped at a few places and there's kids going, what is that thing on that trailer? I said, it's called a sprint car. Oh, what's that? I said, and I said, not to be mean or anything, but I said, you live it under a rock or what? I thought everybody knew what a sprint car was, but I guess not.
They're also probably thinking you got to be a little crazy to get in one of those.
Yeah, we do got to be a little bit nuts, you know, and we don't think about it, though. We don't think about getting hurt. We think about maybe hurting somebody else accidentally, but it all goes away when we climb back in there. You know, I just want to stay safe and have fun. You can do the fastest lap.
You run with three series, the UMSS Wing Series, the Sprint Bandits, and the Sprint Kings. This gives you so many opportunities to race and also to race different tracks that you've never been to before.
Yeah, I've gone to quite a few different tracks around, you know, the three-state area and stuff. But the Sprint Bandits haven't really raced around here much. I called a guy the other day and asked him if I could run the Worthington show. You know, I got a UMSS motor in it, and I don't know if he'll let me or not because it's a 305 price points race. I'm not sure. But we'll see. I think when I get done walking the phone with you, I'm probably going to call him up and see what his decision was. There he is.
Doug and the team out at Worthington have really done a great job of rebuilding that track into a great sprint car track.
Yeah, I went there a couple years ago, and it was, I had a blast. I think I was the only carburetor car out there, and I made the A-Main, and, you know, it's 500 to start. But I was following them guys that got some really good experience around the track, and it made me a little bit better. It was really fast and tacky that night. I really liked it. It was a fun track.
We've seen you at Mason City Motor Speedway with the Sprint Kings. That is only a short trip from where you're at in Dexter. How do you like Mason City Motor Speedway for sprint cars?
It was a little dusty that night. I think it was a little dirty, but, you know, it'd be fun to be back there again. I guess I'd like to race anywhere, and it's too bad where I live that there isn't any sprint cars really around here, so it'd be fun to be down to Deer Creek and run down there. That race here, we got to Lansing, the Sprint Kings are going to be up there, so we race against some T525s, you know, they got a little bit more horsepower, but horsepower ain't the main thing sometimes, you know. You got a little motor and you still run away with it. You're not spinning your tires like everybody else.
We have talked about that a lot. Low horsepower cars can actually perform better. I remember years ago, Jerry Richards Jr. won the UMSS winged event in the 360s up at Princeton Speedway. the night the World of Outlaws were there, and they were literally turning equal times in their feature as the Outlaws were, because they were spinning those 410 tires and couldn't get traction.
Yep, that's very true. Yeah, you know, and the thing with our class, we're only a couple seconds behind them, Outlaws, even up in Cedar Lake. They're doing like 11-second laps, and we're doing 14-second laps, and 13 even, you know, so ain't that much difference in speed sometimes.
One thing in the sprint cars that's got to be a little unnerving at Mason City Motor Speedway is when you dive it into turn three and you come out down low on turn four, you're literally heading straight toward the front stretch wall, and you have to hope that that thing's going to turn.
Yeah. That's true there. And that night we were down there at Mason City, it was kind of ruddy track. It was rough and tacky. I think our sprint cars were the only ones that stayed on all four wheels the whole night. I think the modified store some stuff up and all the other classes, if I remember right. I know there's a lot of sheet metal laying on the track for them guys.
You also made the tow to Alexandria to the historic big half mile at Viking Speedway.
Yeah, well, we got up there a couple years ago, and we were in the driver's meeting at Downport. And I made a four-hour trip one way for nothing because we got rained out, so I never got a chance to run that track. That was too bad that night. But I went up there to see some friends that I grew up with and stuff, and they raced, and I never really got a chance to race it because it got dumped on. That's Mother Nature has her way sometimes.
That's one of those nights that looked to me like it was worth making the trip with the people you were hanging out with.
Yeah. You know, we had a good time up there. It was just unfortunate that Mother Nature came and wiped it out for us, but maybe next year. We'll see what happens.
Motor problems can literally be a killer for a budget team because that is the heart of your operation. You spun a rod bearing at Cedar Lake Speedway in August of 2024. That has to be just a gut punch at that time in the season.
Yeah, I spun a few bearings in the last few years, but this year I got this knock on wood, but I got this motor that's running pretty good for me. I actually got this one from Johnny Parsons, and knock on wood again, I guess it's really held up. We'll see what happens the rest of the season. I think I'll get it rebuilt at the end of the season, see what happens.
Carl, you do a great job of promoting your sponsors. I really like the 250, the 500, the $1,000, and the photos to show exactly what and where they get on the car. I just think that's very innovative.
Yeah, I had to do it somehow. And it was like that afternoon, I had three people call me, and it was all guys that I graduated with that threw me some money, you know, Fairmont Body Shop, Lawn Solutions, and Tunglin Portable Welding. So Lawn Solutions out of Fairmont, and Fairmont Body Shop, obviously, from Fairmont, Minnesota, and then Tunglin Portable Welding, they're out of Rochester. All three of my good friends I grew up with, but yeah. I couldn't think of any other way to get some sponsors, you know, so it helped out. I'm still looking for more.
Another thing you do and do well is woodworking. The items you create through Caw Creations are really cool.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I like to do some stuff out of pallet wood on the side in the wintertime, and Caw Creations, see my logo as a girl, you know, my initials for my name. Caw Creations. But yeah, I like doing woodwork in the wintertime and stuff. Keeps my mind sharp and, you know, creative. I make a lot of things for other people and whatever they want made. But yeah, I've been working on these countertops that look pretty cool.
You got to go old school, way back to the late 70s, early 80s, and get the band Crow and Evil Woman on the side of your car.
Hey, there you go. We'll have to look into that.
2025, you picked up a win with the Sprint Kings at West Union down in Iowa. Walk us through that night, through the heat race, and how the feature went for you, and what that track was like to sling your sprint car around.
Oh, I like that track a lot. I don't know, I just went out for the heat, but yeah, good looking at that feature, I had a spark plug come loosen up. I was only on like seven cylinders. I didn't think I could make the rest of the race, and I was just in the lead, and that was my first feature win, actually. And I had some friends there, my boy was there, and I wish they would have came down and got a picture with me, but is what it is. Yeah, I like that track a lot. I need to get down there more often. It's hard to get off work on a Friday early to make it down there in time.
We've been down to West Union for a USMTS race, and you can hold a lot of speed on that track.
Yep, yep. And they take care of it pretty good. You know, if it gets too much rain, they're going to call it and let guys get rutted up for a big special and stuff. But yeah, I'd like to get down there before the season ends.
2026, you started the season with a plan of 39 races on the schedule with the UMSS, Sprint Bandits, and Sprint Kings. But a series of crashes has changed a lot of that, including a particularly rough one in turn three at Cedar Lake Speedway. That one looked like it hurt.
Yeah, it was a pretty wild ride. You know, I was in the lead, and if I would have just been like 6 inches lower, maybe I wouldn't have hit the marbles quite so much. But yeah, I went for a ride there. I right rear hit the wall a little bit, and I come off that, and also my front tire, it was like a ramp, you know, because they had that cushion going up the wall, and it was like a ramp going right up the wall, and I went right into the fence and got in the fence, and halfway through that wreck, I noticed that hole in the fence, and I can't believe a person has that much time to think in their head, oh, that ain't good. And I went down, and yeah, it was a scary one. But yeah, I got out of the car, and I felt fine, but the next day, I kind of a little bit of wooziness and stuff, so I may have rung the old bell a little bit. But yeah, I'm glad I walked away. And it seems like every time I'm running with the Outlaws or doing a support class with them guys, I make the show by either starting on fire or rolling it or hitting the wall and rolling it. So
it's interesting you say that, because so many drivers have mentioned that split second between, oh, I'm in trouble, and impact. It seems like forever.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that roller only took like a few seconds, and I seen that hole in the fence, and like, that ain't good. You know? So it kind of goes into slow motion, but it happens fast. You hit with a non-wing car, that hurts when you hit that ground with no wing on it. That wing kind of cushions you a little bit.
You are always resilient and come back from engine trouble, bent chassis, and a bruised body. You are literally the comeback kid.
Oh, thank you. I don't know how much longer. I want to be doing it until I'm 70, maybe 75. We'll see what happens, what the pocketbook does, but it'd be fun to keep going. But I'd like to get my boy into a car once, you know. Cause he seems like he wants to show me how to drive, so I show him how it's not so easy. Yeah, you know, and then, yeah, I do it all myself, you know. I really don't get much help on it, but I get it out there, and people see it. You know, they see I'm determined I want to race, so I try to have fun at it. So we'll see what happens, you know, in the next couple of years.
You have someone else watching over you. Tom the Shopcat keeps an eye on all of the activities going on around your place.
Yeah, oh, you know about Tom, huh? Yeah, he just showed up underneath the hood of my truck one rainstorm, and he looks exactly like Tom or Tom and Jerry, and he likes jumping on that car and hanging out. He's trying to figure out how to get up on top of that top wing so he can hang out up there, but he keeps sliding off all the time. In fact, he's sitting here right by me right now, you know. So yeah, he looks like Tom from Tom and Jerry, don't he?
He sure does, and he's got that look in his eye like at any moment I could do something kind of naughty.
Yeah. Yep, and he goes outside and he keeps bringing these mice home and throw them up in the air and like a killer whale with a seal or something. But yeah, he's pretty crazy. He's, you know, and I didn't want nothing to do with him at first, and we looked eye to eye that night. He's been here ever since, and he keeps mice out under control and stuff. So, but sometimes I look for him, I can't find him anywhere, and here he's sleeping on the seat of my car, in the race car. I guess it's pretty comfortable for him.
Hopefully you don't show up one night at Cedar Lake Speedway with him in the car or under the hood.
Yeah, yeah, I know it. You probably hear him right now. Yeah, you're Tommy. Yeah, he'd jump out before that happened.
Favorite wing car track and why?
Oh, my favorite wing car track? It's got to be Ogilvie, up there in Ogilvie, Minnesota, because it's fast, and it's a smooth track, and it's got to hook me up to it. Otherwise, I got to say West Union, Iowa. That's a fun track. It's nice and smooth.
Plans for the remaining 2026 sprint car schedule?
Yeah, we'll be up there. We'll be at this Labor Day weekend. Then we got the rest of Cedar Lake Speedway, the rest of that. We have to put a race saver together just to go race four places, you know, and for more money than what I'm getting at these other places. So we'll see.
You also have horseradish season coming soon.
Yeah.
That is definitely an acquired taste. How did you get involved in doing that?
Oh, my family's always been into horseradish, and I love the horseradish. I'll just get you some, huh? You like horseradish?
The mild stuff.
The mild stuff? Yeah, I can get some hot stuff going. But mild's good. I do that every year, horseradish thing. You know all about me, don't you?
Well, I think if you get a nice slab of prime rib with some of that creamy horseradish sauce, you are literally in heaven.
Yep. I like it with pork chops, and I like it on crackers just for a knee slapper, you know, clear my sinuses.
Goals for 2027 and beyond, it sounds like you might be trying to get your son behind the wheel at some point.
Yeah, I told him, I said, you get a bigger seat, you buy a seat, and your suit and a helmet, I'll get you in the car. So we'll see how it is, because he can't fit in my seat, he's too big. I mean, he's just a lot bigger than me. I'm just a little guy, and he got his height and stuff from his mom.
What would be your personal goals for next year?
My personal goal for next year? To win a race, to win a feature, I guess. My biggest goal is to win a heat race so I can get an interview with Connor Wade of Dirt Vision and tell him that we're not related. That'd be a good goal.
Who are all of the sponsors on the side of your sprint car this season?
Fairmont Body Shop out of Fairmont, Minnesota, and Lawn Solutions out of Fairmont, and Tunglin Portable Welding out of Rochester. And my Troy makes really good handrailing for people. If you ever need a handrail, look Troy up at Tunglin Portable Welding. He makes really fancy handrails out of steel wrought iron.
Carl, it's been a blast watching you progress in your career from jumping into a non-wing, going to a wing car, and just watching you now have success. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
All right, cool. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, call 455-3524.
Aero Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Aero Racing Wheels are built right here at our headquarters in Estherville, Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 30 years. You can't get any more American than that. See AeroRaceWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Midwest Collision
If you have a vehicle accident, go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault. Bob and his staff of experienced painters and body men have over 40 years of experience. Midwest Collision's paint matching capabilities and perfectly aligned body panels will make you forget an accident even happened. Call 507-332-2434. You bend them, we mend them.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we mend them.
Batwing Chassis began like many other famous racing entities from a two-car garage in the small town of Hillendale. It all started with a group of friends racing their hand-built mini race cars on a homemade dirt track in southern Minnesota. The mini mods were creating a buzz as more and more drivers wanted to join the fast, affordable fun. In 2010, Nathan Kilwine founded Batwing Chassis. Today, Batwing Chassis continues to assemble precision, jig-built race cars for the Black Iron Manufacturing Outlaw Mini Mod Series. Drivers and fans can follow along by checking out Batwingchassis.com. Fast, affordable fun. Batwingchassis.com.
Does your car suffer from rough idling and stalling? Does it hesitate when you take off from the traffic light? If it does, it could be due to dirty fuel injectors. Clean your car's fuel injection system with Justice Brothers Fuel Injection System Cleaner. It cleans the important parts of your fuel system and helps to restore normal operation. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Available wherever fine automotive products are sold.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Andy Altenberg from Altenberg Construction. And Andy, before we talk about Altenberg Construction, let's talk about Altenberg Destruction. Concrete, buildings, trees, tires, asphalt, and more are no match for your new machine.
Yep. We bought a shredder. We're able to gobble up quite a few things. The line of work we're in, hog and cattle facilities. We've demoed a fair amount of hog facilities, so we can put the entire structure through it, clean the pits for you. We're very familiar with that, and then even grind up or shred up the concrete and leave it on site, or haul it away and fill in the hole when we're done.
I highly recommend listeners Google a video of this machine, because I can't believe the power. I'm sure you were shocked when you first used it.
Yeah, we get a fair amount of used flats that has a lot of rebar in it. Was our main reason for purchasing this. Then we're able to separate the rebar from the concrete and reutilize or recycle the concrete into road base or even larger size riprap style fill.
Let's talk about Altenberg Construction. Listeners that may not be familiar with slat barn floors and slat replacement, give us a little history about when farmers began to use this system and how you have perfected the slat replacement process.
First off, we've been doing it over 30 years, and we all strive, every employee at Altenberg Construction strives to do a better job. We developed a system, an inspection system called Slat Vision, where we inspect the building, and our recommendation is if you see something wrong or concerned at start at 20 years to 25 years, that way our Slat Vision can predict the end of life and show you where it's at in relationship to all other buildings with the same manufacturer in it, if you're above trend line or below trend line. And you're able to plan for replacement in the future. And then once that time comes, we will come up with a game plan with you, with a slat manufacturer, and line up all the material that needs to go in that, the timing between groups of pigs, and if needed, remove the equipment and put it back and give you a brand new floor for another 30 plus years.
That is a great point, because Chad Weirs from Weirs Machine made a comment on the show last week that a race car is never as good as the day it was new. From that point on, the frame, suspension, and motor are fatiguing and wearing. Same with a barn floor. From the day it is installed, the clock is ticking on its life.
Yes, that's very true. And what's going on or happening in that barn floor is the rebar is rusting. Initially, it's very slow, but as progression goes and it gets older, I've heard a lot of customers and partners say that the older it gets, the quicker they see a change, sometimes in a turn of pegs or even a matter of a year, that there's a drastic change in condition of the floor they notice.
Over 30 years of experience, thousands of barn floors installed over a 7-state area, plus 2 locations to serve customers even better. How long does it take from the initial contact with a customer to getting out and completing a job?
We try to work in turns of group of pegs, if possible. So initial contact, if it's not an emergency, we'll look at your facility, give you an evaluation. If it's deemed that it needs a full replacement, sometimes we're able to get after it right away if it is a true emergency, or secondarily, we're able to do it the next turn of pegs, whether that's 4 or 6 months. There's always an exception to that rule, but we try to do what the customer's asking. Like I say, there's been several emergencies this year, and not always is it 100% replacement. Sometimes it's just a couple flats that for some reason are going bad in a facility, and they've got 5, maybe 7 years of life, depending upon the facility, left in the entire structure.
As a former stock car driver, your love for racing runs deep. You just made a trip to Southern Iowa Speedway for hobby stock, stock cars, and super late models. How was that trip?
It's awesome. Actually, as I speak, I'm standing in the pits next to a couple racers, and we're headed to Corning on Friday and Harlan on Saturday. So I really enjoy following super late models around since I don't race anymore. It's really fun and exciting to see what these guys are able to do, and their talents is truly amazing, even in the hobbies and the stock cars.
You have also been an advocate for paying down through the field. As the title sponsor of the Altenburg Construction Stock Car Nationals at Deer Creek Speedway, it's $10,000 to win stock cars and $1,500 to win hobby stocks, but it also pays to make it into that A main that night.
Yeah, when we came up with that, that was a big deal of mine because all payouts seem to be very top heavy. So in the stock car A, it's $1,000 to start. And there's a lot of shows that don't even pay $1,000 to win. So my theory behind that is if not much stuff has been wrecked throughout the night, there should be 24 winners technically that night. It is only one day show, so that makes it even tougher to make the A main. But this year we have a little twist, and I haven't talked to you about that, but we're going to do a chuck a pig, and it's going to be to raise money for the Gift of Life House that I've been very involved with ever since I've had my liver transplants. So all the money from the pigs that are bought, and there'll be a dump truck that drives down the front stretch, and people will be able to chuck a pig in the back of the dump truck, and all that money collected will go right to the Gift of Life House, where individuals that have had transplants or are in the process of waiting for a transplant are able to stay at a very discounted cost.
Now, Andy, I just want to make sure the listeners know that these are not real pigs, so do not get bent out of shape that we are herding pigs.
Absolutely not. They are simply just stress balls that we've purchased that look like little pigs. They're quite cute, honestly, but they're just foam rubber that fit in the palm of your hand. So no pigs will be hurt at all, and it should be a good time for everybody that's involved.
That is awesome. You always continue to give back. The sheer speed of the stock car division amazes me everywhere we go. Have they gotten even faster since you stepped out of the car?
Very much. The technology has pretty much left me in the dust since I retired in 23. So that isn't very many years ago, but it's amazing what they're doing with these stock cars and the rule package that these sanctioning bodies put on them, and then they still are able to go faster and faster all the time.
The geometry on these cars and how they hug the ground and are able to run low, middle, high, depending on where the track is best. It's so fun to watch.
Absolutely. There's a lot of talented individuals throughout the Midwest everywhere. I've raced against a lot of them in my career, and really many, many guys can win on any given night. There's a lot of good equipment out there, and it's become the premier class, I feel, in a lot of sanctioning bodies.
Saturday, September 19th, Deer Creek Speedway, the Stock Car Nationals. How can listeners find out more about that race?
They can go to Deer Creek's website and check it out. The racers, I believe it's on my race pass to get the pigs. They'll be available on site or through my race pass, I believe, for purchase. And then, like I said, again, all that money will be 100% donated to the Gift of Life House. New twist, new trophy, and it should be an awesome time like it always has been.
How can listeners find out more about Altenburg Destruction or Altenburg Construction?
They can find us on the internet at altenburgconstruction.com. There's a few YouTube videos out there as well. And then they can always call our office at 800-435-2210.
Andy, as always, thanks for all you do, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thanks, and hope to see you all at the racetrack.
Anderson Enterprises have changed their name. Velocities in La Center is your racer-owned local provider of apparel and promotional products. Velocities' German-engineered 10-color screen printing machine will make your shirts pop. The screen printer can pump out 300 shirts per hour while maintaining meticulous quality. Screen printing, embroidery, signs, decals, wraps, and banners. Contact Velocities at 507-351-9244. Mention this Dirt Show ad and get 10% off your next order.
The definition of a race, a competition between two vehicles to see which is the fastest from point A to point B. Do you need it to be the fastest in a quarter mile, hold together with a big shot of nitrous, or last for 30 laps on an oval? If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service. We've been building engines for winners for over 50 years. Stop by and see us in Rochester today at 2915 20th Street Southeast, or call us at 507-282-5586. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Race fans, while you're here in Knoxville, be sure to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. On race nights, we're open until the races are over, and you can find the latest sprint car apparel, books, and merchandise inside the museum store. Mark your calendar for Saturday, May 30th, for the 36th National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet right here in Knoxville. Tickets are on sale now in the museum store, and we'll see you at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family-owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts, we make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See BulldogCoatingsMN.com. Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
Shevlin Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevlin Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpsters. 2, 4, and 6-yard dumpsters for those smaller jobs, or 10, 15, 20, and 30-yard dumpsters for those big jobs. Contact Chris and his staff today for small-town service at a small-town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Grant Brown from Elko Speedway. And fans who don't know, Elko Speedway is under new ownership. It was great to see Tim Brockhaus and his son at our IMCA Old Timers race at the Rice County Fair. Tim and the rest of the group want to support racing and keep our one remaining asphalt track in Minnesota strong.
Well, pleasure to be speaking with you today. Yeah, we got a huge event coming out at Elko Speedway on September 12th. Thunderstruck. We've been doing it for going on 15, 20 years now. We got 7 divisions of racing coming, and we've really kind of leaned away in years past from doing strictly racing shows and, you know, big money shows. We've had the Arca Menards series come in the past couple of years. We've had the ASA Midwest Tour in years past. They're unfortunately not with us this year, so we decided to go ahead and really try to get back to the local racers.
The September 12th Thunderstruck event is a tradition to honor former racer Dan Ryan and help benefit Minnesotans with ALS. Dan was all about grassroots racing and paying the drivers well and paying them down through the field in all the divisions.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've really had the community come together to try to help support that. We've had probably close to 24 businesses now jump on board, donating where they can to help raise the purse throughout the field in not just the headliner late models or the Thunder cars, which everyone is a huge fan of nowadays. They put on some spectacular racing. All 6 of our normal weekly divisions have upgraded pay of some sort, whether it be some extra win, some extra for just even starting the race and showing up. And it's been really cool to see both the companies and partners that work with current racers hop on board for that, as well as even some traveling racers that we are expecting to see and come support the show.
The first comment I hear from fans who have never made the trip to Elko Speedway is the facility. We are very lucky to have a facility like this here in Minnesota, especially with the under grandstand bar and grill, the great concessions area. The pits are paved, so when you are working on your car, you have great space and a great platform to get your car ready to race, and it's just incredible there.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in our facility. We have, I think, close to 16 windows for concessions, and as you mentioned, we have two bars. We have an arcade. We have essentially a banquet hall as well. We have a third smaller concession stand off in turn one to help disperse the traffic for the fans at big shows and, you know, make sure that people aren't spending too much time out of their seat and rather can spend a little more time watching the action.
Two new additions to Thunderstruck this year is the Crown Vic Calamity, and then the main event will be limited late models, giving those guys a chance to put on a huge show and win some big money for their division.
Yeah, I'm a late model driver myself, so it is really cool to see so many people jump on board. Jiren Construction hopped on as the divisional sponsor for the late model race, the 93 lapper. And then we've had a few come in as well to help boost the purse throughout the field. I think we're paying upgraded pay as far back as 12th now. Plus, every late model driver gets a free set of tires, which is kind of an unheard of when it comes to the racing and big shows. The Crown Vics are new this year, so we're really trying to do something to help establish them a lot better. We've had a good car count of about a half a dozen or so every week, which we're happy with for being a first-year division. We're well into the double digits as far as pre-registrations for the Thunderstruck event, which is the Crown Vic Calamity, and we hope to make that a yearly occurrence if all goes well, which it's looking like we have a lot of support for it this year. So we're really looking forward to giving some money out to the top guys and putting on a show for the fans with them, as well as letting it trickle down to even the most beginner divisions as well.
I highly recommend getting to the track early because the IMCA Old Timers will be putting on a display of vintage cars in the concourse area, just like they did prior to the ARCA race a few months ago. And they are also going to be on the track racing. So a great opportunity to see these cars up close and get to talk to these drivers.
Yeah, I spoke with Rob Cahill earlier in the week. He's expecting drivers from Wisconsin, Minnesota, potentially Iowa and Illinois. We're looking at maybe anywhere from 30 to 50 cars showing up for that, and they'll all be running as well. We'll have an open wheel class as well as a stock car class. They will get to race in as well to kind of kick off our show. I personally love having them there. They're such a cool group, and if you get a chance to talk to them and hear some of the stories they have, it's well worth it.
Grant, how can they find out more about the September 12th Thunderstruck 93 and get information about Elko Speedway?
Well, we are really, really big on social media, so almost everything we do day-to-day you can find on the Facebook, which is just Elko Speedway. Our Instagram and TikToks as well usually put out a little bit about it, as well as some cool videos. But if that all fails and you're not a social media person, ElkoSpeedway.com is the place that you can check out our schedule and what to look forward to.
Grant, thanks for all you do for racing, and thanks for getting Thunderstruck 93 September 12th at Elko Speedway ready to go for this year, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having me on The Dirt Show. It was great.
Ever dreamed of a replica of your race car? VT's 3D Prints are a local business designing and printing custom 3D mini replicas of race cars. This is a unique way for racers and race enthusiasts to showcase their favorite race cars. VT's 3D Prints also creates championship trophies and custom cars for banquets and special occasions. See VT's 3D Prints on Facebook or call Dylan at 605-261-0197. For a gift that they will never forget.
Altenburg Construction, backed by over 30 years of experience, is well known for slat replacement. Altenburg Construction now offers the Slat Vision Inspection System to help their customers determine when they should plan for a capital cost. Altenburg Construction also added a new demolition shredder that can take care of any old structures or farm sites, making way for a fresh start. See altenburgconstruction.com. Or call 888-435-4145. 800-228-2210.
For the past 54 years, the Mizgan family has been making an impact on our planet. Hi, this is Jim Mizgan from Mizgan Auto Parts. We started our business back in 1972. Can you imagine what our planet would look like today if we didn't choose to recycle? When you need quality used parts, engines, transmissions, or if you want to recycle an old vehicle or even a pile of scrap, contact us at Mizgan Auto Parts, 507-684-2100. And now, even more than ever, recycle we must, and in God we trust.
Extreme!
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, and I'm joined by Josh Oldenburg from the Belle Plaine Napa Auto Parts store, and our local Napa Auto Parts store are gearing up for the fall, and you can definitely feel it in the morning and in the evening. You have wiper blade, night vision bulbs, and even antifreeze specials going on for the month of September and October. Talk about those great promotions, Josh.
Oh, sounds good. Yeah, we got some great deals on some night vision bulbs. They're a lot brighter than original, especially with the nights getting longer, more dark time hours coming up. Helps see all those critters crossing the roads. Antifreeze, yeah, we got pretty much any OE-specific type of antifreeze, all kinds of different colors, different makes, models. Pretty much everything is available.
Certain parts of the state have got some decent rains, and some not so much. It's going to be dusty in areas out in the fields this fall, and you are fully stocked with Napa brand ag filters.
Absolutely. Yeah, it does not take long at all. The combines, tractors, all in those little particulates, it does not take long for those air filters, fuel filters, pretty much any filter to clogged up and cause some major issues in your machinery.
We also know here in the state of Minnesota, when you are under the gun for a deadline or weather, whether you're doing road construction or you're out in a field harvesting, if you have a hydraulic hose blow, downtime is very detrimental. Get to your nearest Napa store. They're in Belle Plaine. You guys make custom hoses for them right on the spot and have all the hose sizes, the fittings, and the machines to get that done and get it right the first time.
Absolutely, yes. We have a pretty extensive line of hydraulics, many different styles, import fittings, you know, standard fittings. There's just such a huge array of different fittings that we try to keep as many as possible to keep everyone going. You know, everyone knows time is money nowadays, and downtime is not a good thing to have.
Josh, if they live in the area and want to utilize your Napa store, or they're on the road and have an emergency, how can they find you?
We have a Facebook page. We're online, NapaOnline.com. You can always call 952-873-2322. We're pretty visible.
Josh, thanks for all you do in your community of Belle Plaine, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At BP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
We're nearing the start of the hunting season, so if a new trailer is in your future for your waterfowl needs or headed off to deer camp, with some carryover models in stock, you can save big today. Browse all of our inventory on our website, ZacksTrailerSales.com, ZacsTrailerSales.com, or swing on by. Find us on the corner of Highway 4 and County Road 13 and browse the 250-plus units that are in stock today. And remember, at Zacks, We service everything we sell.
Kevco drive shafts are 100% American made in the USA with USA sourced materials, using precision machine yokes offering more clearance and higher strength than any shaft on the market. All drive shafts are meticulously hand built and balanced on our new Superior Driveline Shaftmaster machine. Kevco drive shafts has the ability to build carbon fiber drive shafts loaded with Spicer 1310 solid body non greasable U joints for superior strength. Kevco also offers U joints, U bolts, slip yokes, and anything you need for your drive shaft. Call them today, 800-770-3557, or online at kevcoracing.com.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.